But that's not going to stop Lucy Fishman and the gang from working there. Who's on the phone? Is it Lucy today?
We have Lucy Fishman.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is that suntan lotion I smell? Are you getting ready for spring break?
Oh, no. There's way too much work to do here this week.
No,
everybody's getting ready for that. Everybody's in a good mood this week, looking forward to it.
Wait a second. Good mood? Isn't ISTEP testing going on? Doesn't that do
it? It is. It is going on. And I read three, the reading test for third graders. But, you know, it's a team effort. We get through it.
And the nice part is when they're done with it, they get to go on spring break, right?
Yeah, that's the reward.
Everybody's happy and healthy to go. Now, I always get confused. Rogers, Binford, Rogers, / Binford, Rogers, and or Binford, Rogers,
right.
Binford. Which one are you? And go ahead.
Yeah, I'm over here at Binford. We're grades 3 through 6, and then Rogers is just across the lot, and they are grades kindergarten through second.
And now, every year we talk to you, we've been talking for the last, I don't know, 5 years, it seems like, about the parking lot and everything getting paved and everything getting... Is everything finally done?
It is. It's finished. Everything looks great. It's been so smooth at arrival and dismissal this year. You know, always a few little speed bumps, but it's been so much better.
But you're doing some additional work over there on what you refer to as a fitness path?
Yeah, this was great. The Binford Rogers community came together through PTO, and our fundraiser this fall was to raise money for a fitness path. It's going to be a quarter mile long, and it's going to be sort of in the back field, not on the soccer field by Binford, but a little closer to Rogers. We're just looking forward to having another way to get the kids outside and have community members and neighbors use the path after hours. I think it's going to be great.
Well, Keith and I, we can't drive on that, Keith. That means walking or physical exertion.
Oh, you mean really getting out
yes,
and doing
we can't,
stuff.
We, wow. can't, we can't put the car on there. No, that's dangerous.
Lucy, I got a question for you. We hear a lot about dual credit in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this is intriguing. You got something going on with the IU School of Law?
Oh, yeah. We love partnering with IU. We do it in so many different ways. But one of the things we have going on is this thing called the Legal Literacy Program, and that's through the IU Maurer School of Law.
All right, stop for a second.
Yeah.
What grade limits, what grades are you dealing with there?
This is fifth grade.
And you're doing, what's it called?
It's called the Legal Literacy Program.
Wow.
And
wow.
Law students come to work with our fifth graders, and they learn about the judicial branch. Then our students get to go to the law school and participate in a mock trial.
This is amazing. Wow.
Well, it even gets better because the trials are always on a topic that kids love, like an actual Harry Potter trial.
Neat.
But they're applying the rules of law. It's just wonderful.
Well, you can never start too early, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep them out of trouble. Lucy Fishman's our guest this morning. She is the principal at
Binford. That's right.
I need to write that down somewhere.
Right.
And Lucy always, when she checks in with us, we always have fun with her because they've got tons of stuff going on over there, Keith. And we know it's iRead. We know it's iStep. We know it's spring break coming up.
We got an even better one for you. Who visited last week?
We had special guests.
Yeah. What was his name?
Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Really? Abe came to visit Binford?
Honest Abe, looking good for 300.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really fabulous. That was for our fourth graders, and they couldn't believe it when they saw Abe Lincoln walk in the building. And then it got even better because a couple of kids had been practicing the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, wow.
And they were thrilled. They said, "We recited it in front of Abe Lincoln." It was great. We had an actor come in, and he gives talks around the state, so it was a really special treat for them, and they learned a lot.
And, of course, you talked about ISTEP and iLead. Is that over with before spring break, or do they have to do any cleaning up after spring break?
Well, we're finished with iRead by tomorrow. ISTEP Part 1 is finished, but then we have to do ISTEP Part 2 in April, and that will be the online version.
But that's in April, though. They get a chance to get back from spring break, get back into routine, and do all that stuff. So it's not like any of them are going to be studying on the sandy beaches of South Florida.
Probably not.
Lucy, you mentioned something about Life Skills Month.
Yeah, well, it's Binford, we have this initiative called Connecting All Learners, and so we've adopted something through this in order to shape and improve the school climate called the Jackie Robinson Award. And this is based on a book by Jackie Robinson's daughter where she highlights these 9 life skills that her father used. So then each month we read from the book, and kids nominate their peers who show the life skill. And February was determination, and March is excellence.
Oh, wow.
We can't wait to have that convocation at the end of the month and share the awards with the kids.
We're speaking with Lucy Fishman, who is the principal at Binford.
Binford,
Michael.
That's right.
Binford.
You got it.
Now, you can't have an elementary school without a carnival.
That's right.
No,
it's springtime. That's what it's time.
That's every day. That's every day here at Binford.
Sounds like a radio.
Great attitude,
radio program.
Lucy.
That's right.
So when's your carnival?
Our carnival is April 29th. And that's the Binford Rogers Carnival, and I hear that we're having a dunk tank again this year.
Well, mine is available in April.
That.
Sure, get him yeah. out there.
Well, it wasn't me last year, but I'm afraid they're going to talk me into it this year.
Don't do it, Lucy.
That's good. No,
don't do it.
All you stay strong.
Uh-huh.
Well, just wear your floaties. You'll be fine.
Yeah, the carnival's great fun. We have all the classic games, and it's always a great way for the community to come together.
Now, where does all that carnival?
Where does all that money go, Luce, that you guys raise?
That's for the PTO, and then of course we split it between Binford and Rogers.
Right.
We're using that for classroom initiatives, different book sets for each for classrooms. Just you name it, our PTO is able to provide it for our kids.
That's a fun way too to bring the community together at school and have some fun. Mm-hmm. Is that a Friday or a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Well, have a happy spring break. You need a little break after I read Nice Step and.
Thank you.
And I get confused talking about all that, so I can only imagine what third graders feel like and the rest of them. So keep up the good fight. Enjoy your new hiking trail. Good luck with
Thank
your
you.
Carnival, and we'll get caught up with you soon.
All right. Thanks very much.